technology. It's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
With us this morning is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're going to be talking about the immigration problem, the plan to do away with America's national sovereignty to create the North American Union. You see, there really are people out there in positions of power who do not believe in America, who are intent upon using America's military and financial strength to build about this new world order. And a new world religion and a new world leader. And, of course, they are the major force behind the European Union, the North American Union, the South American Union, the African Union, the Asian Union, the Arab Union. And then once all of these countries have given up their national sovereignty in the name of trade, then they hope to unite them together into a one-world government. And this has been a program which has been underway for 5,000 years, but really organized in this manner probably for the last 50 years since the end of the Second World War, when the idea came about, largely financed by our country and our State Department for a European Union, and that was the trial. Well, a European Union isn't wanted by the people over there. Countries don't want to give up their sovereignty. That doesn't matter. You common people don't know what's really good for you anyway. But the elite do. They have a plan, and they're going to carry it out no matter what you want, what the cost may be in your suffering. Well, with that as a background, Dr. Jerome Corsi has been writing articles. You'll find them on WorldNet Daily. He's been doing a great job of sounding the alarm and getting people concerned about what's going on. Good morning, Dr. Corsi.
Dr. Sand, great honor to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, please, you pick up the story.
Well, you're right with the North American Union is well along the way in terms of being created. The Security and Prosperity Partnership Working Groups, and if you take a look at spp.gov, like in sampeterpaul.gov, it's a government website, and read the 2005 and 2006 report to the leaders that are on that website, you'll see these 40 working groups, which are our bureaucrats, Mexico's bureaucrats, and Canada's bureaucrats, working together in a shadow government structure to integrate and harmonize our laws. And then if you look at another part of that site, which is myths versus facts, and you read it, you'll see the lie that's being told, and the lie is that this is just a dialogue between friendly nations. We shouldn't worry about it. You know, it's like Bobby McFerrin music. Don't worry, be happy. This is all for our security and for our prosperity. Well, Dr. Sandin, the Freedom of Information Act request that we've gotten, and I'm publishing a lot of this in the new book I'll have out in July. It'll be July 4th, called The Late Great USA, and you can see it on Amazon.com now. I've got the organizational chart for these working groups, and they're formally organized. They report up through three cabinet officers, Gutierrez of Commerce, Rice of Department of State, and Chertoff of Homeland Security. Then they report to the National Security Council and the Homeland Security Council, and right up to the President. And what that organizational chart makes clear is that this is more than a dialogue. You don't need a organizational chart to have a dialogue with your neighbors. An organizational chart is appropriate for shadow government, and that's what's in place, and SPP.gov is again determined to lie to the people right there on the website.
Well, I think Toynbee, the famous historian who was part of this movement 50 years ago, who says, you know, we deny with our lips what we do with our hands. We deny with our lips what we do with our hands. They're simply lying to the American people because they know they don't want to give up their sovereignty. They know they don't want to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant, or have a two-tiered society like they have in the one we have installed and kept going there in Mexico. But, you know, as long as they can convince the American people, as long as they have their Michael Medveds and Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannity to shout down and ridicule people like you who are out there trying to alarm the American people, they're going to get away with it. But I do believe that there is an increased awareness of what's going on. I think that was beautifully represented by the response of the Texas legislature to this massive highway that they want to build to bring the ship, the products in from China through Mexican ports so they can undermine the Teamsters Union here. They can undermine the Longshoremen's Union. And, you know, and I think the response of the federal government to the fact that the states says, well, this is our land, these are our highways, you know, we're going to do what we want to. Federal government is, in essence, said, no, you're not. We're just going to punish you if you try to represent the will of the people. Want to pick up that story? I think that's fascinating.
Well, it's an important story. The this Trans-Texas Corridor, the four football fields wide NAFTA superhighway that's going to be built in Texas, from Laredo, Texas, right up the heart of Texas to the border with Oklahoma. And it's going to be funded by Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, which is an investment consortium in Spain, which will lease the highway for 50 years, and all the tolls will go to Cintra in Spain. The Texas legislature did pass a two-year moratorium to block this highway from going forward, with Governor Perry, who in a four-way race won with less than 40% of the vote his re-election, with the other three opponents getting 60% of the vote, all opposing this NAFTA superhighway. Well, as soon as the Texas legislature voted, the chief counsel from the Federal Highway Administration sent a letter to Texas threatening that if the moratorium went into effect, Texas would lose federal highway funds, which, of course, a good portion of those funds were money from Texas anyway. But they were going to, the Federal Highway Administration was going to withhold them because Texas was blocking this Trans-Texas Corridor Public-Private Partnership, PPP, with this private investment consortium and this foreign consortium in Spain that the Federal Highway Administration, the Bush administration, was determined to see go through. Well, then, Dr. Stan, in the next chapter, Governor Perry vetoed the legislation with the moratorium, and it does not appear that the legislature has the will to go back and override the governor's veto. So most likely the highway is going to go through, and George Bush is going to get what he wants to build Texas.
And so it really doesn't matter what the people want. It doesn't matter what the legislature wants. These people are above the law. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Texas legislature was overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate, you know, not to have this. And then come the threats from the federal government. You do it our way, or we're going to make your life miserable. And every one of those legislatures know that the IRS could come after them. The Office of Homeland Security could come after them. Do they have a dossier? Because, you know, they're collecting dossiers on all American citizens, including the members of our state legislatures and our federal officials. They have dossiers on you, ladies and gentlemen. They've been doing this for some time. And now are you going to stand up and challenge the federal government? And so, of course, when the governor of Texas vetoed the legislation, I guess the legislature just sort of crumbled. You see, we're moving away from freedom. Because the people now fear the government. So they have an agenda. The profits from the new highway are not going to accrue to the people of Texas or to America, but to a foreign government. In fact, Centra is very closely aligned with the monarchy over there in Spain. And so much of what goes on, you may think the monarchy is a thing of the past, but I simply remember who it is that owns one of the largest oil consortiums of the world, Royal Dutch Shell, why the Royal Dutch family, and similarly in British Petroleum, certainly the royal family in Great Britain has large holdings in that, one of the five largest oil companies in the world. So things, maybe the world is not run exactly as you and I have been led to believe. Supposedly we're run from the bottom up. Our government represents the people. But does it really? Will you pick up the story there, Jerry?
Well, yes, I think you're exactly right, Dr. Sand. I've been trying to write as actively as I can to get these stories out. In the last week, I wrote about a new national security and homeland security presidential directive that George Bush signed on May 9th, again with no congressional approval. This directive, there are two of them together. It's really one directive, but with two designations. National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51, and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, HSPD 20. And what these declarations do is that they permit George Bush to declare in his own authority that an emergency exists. And once George Bush declares that, an emergency is very broadly defined in these directives. Once George Bush declares there's an emergency, the president can take over all national essential functions of all federal, state, and local, territorial, and tribal governments, even down to the tribal level, as well as private sector organizations, which will now run under the exclusive direction of the president, the office of the president.
But how can he do that? That's a dictatorship. How can he do that without the permission of our legislature?
Well, he just did it, Dr. Stan, like George Bush does so many things. He just violated and ignored the Constitution. In fact, we have, in effect, a National Emergency Act, which is specified in U.S. Code Title 50. But that act, you see, requires that the president declaring a national emergency has to come to Congress and has to transmit the declaration of the emergency to Congress. And Congress has a period of time to change, revoke, modify that declaration of emergency, and the declaration has to be published in the Federal Register. This new directive, Presidential Directive on Continuity, National Security and Homeland Security Directive, which supersedes all previous ones, signed by the President into effect on May 9th, just with his signature, has no requirement whatsoever that the President take this emergency declaration or any of the powers he exercises to Congress. can simply do it on his own authority from within the White House.
But this means we have to have complete trust in George Bush that he would never misuse that power, nor the people who control him, like Dick Cheney, who's the real power there. George Bush is simply an agent of Cheney and the people he represents. That these people now have taken total control of our government. Where is the public outcry?
Well, there should be a public outcry, and there should be a congressional national debate on this. And also, these powers will go to whomever succeeds George Bush, because until a new presidential directive on national security and homeland security on emergencies was issued, this directive will remain operative.
Well, now, could Congress, if they wanted to, countervene this?
Absolutely, Dr. Sam, but they'd have to, first of all, know it exists, and they'd have to be willing to act. And Congress, this directive was, the press release that issued this directive on May 9th just published the directive itself on the White House website. There was no explanation of the directive, no discussion of it, no presidential statement. When I prepared the story in WorldNet Daily on May 23rd, I called the White House. I explained to them what I wanted in terms of comments on this directive. The White House knows me very well. They took out down all the information. I said, well, will someone call me back? And the press office said, well, Dr. Corsi, we don't know. They may not have any comment. I said, well, if nobody calls me back, I'm reporting the White House declined to comment, and that's when I reported, because the White House has yet to comment on any of this.
Well, because this is how dictatorships occur. People say it could never happen in America, but they've forgotten, of course, what happened with the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, where the president unilaterally took control, you know, of the military, repealed the Posse Comitatus law so we can use the military against American citizens, declared that unilaterally he would be able to utilize the National Guard without the permission of the state governors against the American people, and then it has built all of these new concentration camps. They were refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps, because we certainly wouldn't want the American people ever to forget how terrible it was that we had American citizens in concentration camps during the Second World War. But if that's really true and we're so concerned that the people might forget, why are they giving $385 million to Dick Cheney's company, the old company, Halliburton, to build new concentration camps in America? And it's like that old adage of that that movie, Field of Dreams, with Kevin Costner. You know, if we build it, they will come. And I'm sure if they build those concentration camps, they intend to fill them up. And not with illegal aliens, because the president has told us we can't possibly round up all those illegal aliens and ship them home. So who's he going to put in them?
Well, Dr. Sandy, I published yesterday in WorldNet Daily, I tracked down and documented the Halliburton contract. And I published a link to the contract in a Dow Jones Market Watch, so you could see that it was there. The contract was issued in January 2006. It had a one-year base and 5 one-year extensions, $385 million to a former Halliburton subsidiary, KBR, which has now been bought out as an independent company. And KBR was given the contract by the Department of Homeland Security to build, on the contingency basis, any detention camps that were needed in a declaration of an emergency that the president might declare, including what this new presidential directive specifies, anything the president decides is an emergency. Now, Dr. Stan, I called up and quoted in the article the Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman, whose name was Julie Zweibach. And Julie Zweibach in ICE confirmed that this former Halliburton company, KBR, does in fact have an extension of the contract. It's in effect, and the detention camps could be built as needed upon a presidential declaration of an emergency. I also called up the corporation, KBR, and their spokesperson, Heather Brown, confirmed as well that the contract was in existence, and that Halliburton's, this former Halliburton company, was willing, as needed, to build detention camps, that's what they're calling them now, under the direction of Department of Homeland Security.
But no, they're not actually built. They just have the ability and the facilities, I suppose, to build them rather rapidly. And when the president decides he wants them, is that it?
That's right. Halliburton's being paid $385 million to be ready to build these detention camps as needed.
Oh, you mean you don't
actually build former Halliburton company.
You're just ready to build them.
They're ready to build them as needed. They're paid that much money on a standby, ready-to-build basis.
Well, why would you pay people to stand by to be ready to do something? I would think that you'd want, you know, them to be built or not built, but, I mean, that's almost like a gift if all you have to do is just be there to do it.
It's subsidizing this company, KBR, to have them ready wherever and whenever the president declares an emergency to go in and build detention camps and to support whatever action the president declares to be taken, whether it's declaring martial law or whatever. I went to the Congressional Research Service and even looked up under the National Emergency Act what powers the president has. And let me read to you what the Congressional Research says the powers of the president are under an emergency. And this is before the new declaration, which expanded these powers and circumvented going to Congress. According to the Congressional Research Service, the powers of the president, when declaring an emergency, president may seize property, organize and control means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law at home, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a variety of ways control the lives of the United States citizens. Now, this new directive, this National Security Presidential Directive 51 and the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, concentrate all of these powers within the office of the president. Doesn't even have to go through FEMA or Homeland Security anymore. And the declaration of an emergency is completely on the president's discretion. And the emergency can be, listen to this definition of the presidential directive, any incident, regardless of location, so I guess the incident could be even outside the United States, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties or damage or disruption, severely affecting the population or the infrastructure or the environment or the economy or government functions. So, Dr. Sand, like these SPP working groups now with Mexico and Canada are talking about, there could be a continental health emergency on avian flu, or we have this tuberculosis case now in quarantine. I guess that would permit the president, if he decided to declare a continental emergency and set up these KBR-built detention camps to house whomever he decided was a threat. The same on another Katrina. He wouldn't have to wait in another Katrina for the state of Louisiana to allow him to declare martial law. The president could just declare martial law on his own and take over.
Well, you know, the average American says, but this would never happen in America. I mean, our laws wouldn't allow it. We have a constitution. I mean, we are a nation of laws, but what you really are quoting, these are the laws. They have, in effect, suspended the constitution in the name of protecting us from whatever we need to be protected, maybe the threat of an infection or Osama bin Laden, or, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, the America that we had really doesn't exist, does it? This, if we're a nation of law, the president makes the law, and we are to abide by it.
Well, Dr. Sand, these are powers that the ancient Roman dictators would have loved to have had.
Right. Caligula would be so envious of George.
That's right. You know, in Roman history, when the Roman consuls, who were the heads of state, wanted to take over, they declared an emergency and said, we're now the dictator and we have all the power. And they could even dismiss the Senate, which was the primary defender of liberty and arm of government. You know, it was the Senate and the Roman people, Senatus in populisque Romanus, that was always the banner. Well, this is the same. King George W. Bush could take over, declaring an emergency, become a dictator.
We'll be right back here. Hang on there, Jerry, please.
Or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Would you like to get your website out or information?
Soft hands and a warm heart are one of the goals of the American Freedom Network. We carry our own Healthy Nature topical antiseptic herbal squirt and moisturizing spray. The topical antiseptic and moisturizing spray are made up of MSM and silver ions. Get a bottle for $17 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and get soft hands. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And before we go on, I wanted Dr. Corsi to get his information out on his website. What about your website?
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for asking. People can read what I write largely on WorldNet Daily. Go to worldnetdaily.com and search my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. You'll find the recent articles. They're all free to read. I have a new book coming out in July. We're going to publish it July 4th. The book is called The Late Great USA. It's now up on Amazon.com. You can see what the cover looks like and read his description of the book. Just again, search my name, C-O-R-S-I. It's Late Great USA. And it's right up there to be seen. It's in pre-publication sales right now. It'll be out on the 4th of July.
And I'm sure it'll do well. We actually do carry, through our ministry, Dr. Corsi's previous book called Minuteman, and if we recommend that as well. Well, what can the people do? I mean, you can see the descending hand of tyranny. At least we have a means of getting this information out through talk radio. But the average individual can't believe this. In fact, I would just comment that yesterday, George Bush said he intends to keep troops in Iraq indefinitely. Now, they would not necessarily be involved in combat. That'd be like, well, like the troops we have in Germany. They've been there for 65 years. Like the troops we have in Japan. They've been there for 65 years. Like the troops we have in Korea. They've been there for 55 years. He wants to keep troops indefinitely stationed in Iraq. And I would like to suggest that's why we went in there in the first place. We always intended to have our troops stationed there. It had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein. He had always worked for the CIA. We have books written 20 years ago that talked about how Saddam had worked for the CIA and said that we helped him all during the 1980s. Why should anybody be surprised at that? Maybe nothing is the way it appears to be, but the purpose has always been to justify keeping troops stationed there. The American people don't want to keep troops there. In fact, I think a lot of American people, if they knew that we had troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, we have over 700 bases throughout the world and troops stationed in 130 nations, a lot of people would say, hey, maybe this is enough we want to do. Maybe we just want to look after ourselves and defend our own country instead of being the policemen of the world. But it really doesn't seem to matter too much what the American people really want, does it, Jerome?
No, Dr. Sand, it does not. And George Bush is acting increasingly as if he truly believes that he is, as he says, the decider. As he said, it would be a lot easier to do his job if he were dictator. I guess that's really what George Bush thinks he is. When I wrote this story on these new presidential directives, I got interviewed by Charles Savage of the Boston Globe. Charles Savage won a Pulitzer Prize for documenting that there's now over 1,000 laws where George Bush has signed the laws, but said he takes exception to certain provisions of the law and has notated that he's not going to enforce those provisions. Now, there's nothing in the Constitution that permits the president to do that. The president's job is to enforce the laws that Congress passes. But George Bush, in effect, is making himself the legislator as well as the enforcer of the laws.
We're very sort of above the law. The law is for common people, but not for the elite.
Well, that's right. George Bush is acting as if he knows better, and he's going to decide. I mean, this immigration bill, again, is another indication. It came forth from the White House in a compromise session, and I feel that Senator Kyle now of Arizona has disgraced himself by letting himself get involved in this immigration fraud that Ted Kennedy and George Bush are perpetrating. Of course, I think Senator McCain, again standing there with Senator Kennedy in the press conference, has destroyed his chances to be president by participating in this immigration, comprehensive immigration reform fraud. President Bush brought it forward, this compromise, announced it from the White House with Chertoff standing right there next to him, and said, you know, he wanted Congress to pass this within 48 hours. That wasn't even enough time to print the bill and let the Senate read the bill.
Well, it is important. All they're supposed to do is vote on it, do what they're told, be good little boys, and the IRS won't come after you. The FBI won't come after you.
That's right, and George Bush is now saying, giving lectures to the American people, saying those who oppose this bill are being unpatriotic. Well, I'm sorry, George Bush did not listen to the American people. We had a bill passed in November 2006, which I guess was just, you know, public relations to build a fence. It was just, you know, window dressing to make the American people think Congress and the president had a resolve to secure our border. As soon as the election was over, the president suffered a major electoral defeat for the Republican Party. The president took no lesson from that whatsoever. The next day in a press conference, he was crowing, President Bush, about now that he had a Democratic majority, he could get his comprehensive immigration reform. It was at the very end of the press conference he gave, the day after the electoral debacle. And it was disgraceful to see who the person who was supposed to be the head of the Republican Party celebrating that he was now got Democrats in Congress who were in the majority who could pass his fraudulent immigration reform bill?
You know, so much of what the American people believe and have been told to believe really isn't true. The idea we have two parties, people have forgotten that in the year 2003, the Bush Foundation, which is, of course, Daddy Bush and Jeb Bush and George W. Bush and all the Bushes, and they have a big family foundation because they got lots of money in. And one of the things that they did, the Bush Foundation gave the award for the Outstanding Citizen of the Year to none other than Senator Edward Kennedy. Now, I thought that he was supposed to represent the radical left. Well, maybe nothing as it appears to be. Do we have a call?
Yes, Dr. Stan. This is Kelly from Denver.
Yes.
I wanted to commend Dr. Corsi there for all the work he's done and all the things you've done, Dr. Stan. And that brings me to my comment. I guess my concern is that you know, we seem to be spending a lot of time talking about the problem, and I know that there are people, there have been people out there that have done a lot of research into, you know, the whys of all of this. Is there any chance that we'd be able to discuss that on your program, or, you know, you'd be able to have guests on that, you know, would be able to discuss, you know, the reasons as to why George W. Bush is acting the way he is, you know, specifically, you know, what laws give him the right to do that? If it's unconstitutional, then what is he following if he's not following?
He does not believe in the Constitution. I personally sat in the room with him back in 1999 when he was asked if he was given a bill that was unconstitutional, would he sign it? He said, I don't understand the question. Thanks, Kelly. The last time, of course, he wants me to.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Kelly was calling saying that what the president was doing was unconstitutional, and I commented, the president, you know, really doesn't believe in the Constitution. Back in 1999, I sat in a room with George Bush in Washington, D.C. A group of conservative leaders were there, and John Stormer, a good friend of ours, you know, asked President Bush, if he were to be elected president of the United States and he was presented with a bill that was unconstitutional dealing with education or dealing with agriculture, would he sign it? And George Bush sat there, and it got to be a little embarrassing. I mean, he didn't answer. And finally he said, I don't understand the bill. I don't understand the question. So John simplified it. He said if you were to actually be given a piece of legislation that was passed by Congress and you were the President of the United States, and it dealt with legislation on education, but it was unconstitutional, would you sign it? And George Bush's response was, that's a very good question. And I'm going to have to go home and think about it. And then after the session was over, and John and I were standing there, why the man who today is President of the United States came up to John and I and said, that was a good question. I'm going to go home and think about it. Well, I don't think he understands the Constitution. I think he swore to uphold something he really doesn't understand, and he certainly doesn't believe in, and he's certainly not abiding by. So I think we need to understand that we have a regime that does not believe in the Constitution and certainly believes that what we would be far more efficient if we did have a dictator. Dr. Corsi, what can the listeners out there do faced with the problems we have?
I was going to answer the question in this way, Dr. Stan. The Constitution Party is making a major effort, the National Veterans Coalition, to draft me to be the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. And I'm seriously thinking about it. It's not something I ever imagined I would do, but there's a major draft movement on for me to become the candidate for the Constitution Party. If you take a look at constitutionparty.com or the National Veterans Coalition, which is nvets.org, you can see discussion of my candidacy that they're trying to convince me to accept. And I'm sure I'll take a few months now and seriously consider it and go around the country and start meeting the Constitution Party members. They've even reduced the amount to join the Constitution Party. If you join through nvets.org, you can join the Constitution Party for $20 instead of for the normal $35 through constitutionparty.com, and you don't have to be a vet to do so. So this is a course of action. If we see that there is a groundswell of support to establish an alternative to these two parties, Democrats and Republicans, which are just identical, both paid for by the multinational corporations that want to destroy borders and establish regional governments. If the people, in a groundswell effort from the bottom up, will support the Constitution Party, I think it could be a viable effort. Because I think the people increasingly see that the Democrats and Republican parties are unconstitutional, bankrupt parties, paid by the multinational corporations, determined on destroying the United States of America.
Well, I think the great tragedy is you're absolutely right, and I wish you well in your efforts. And the people are going to have to get involved. Never before has America as a free nation been in more jeopardy today. And the enemy is not sitting over in a cave in Pakistan. The battle for freedom is not being fought on the streets of Baghdad and the poppy fields of Afghanistan. It's being fought here for the minds and hearts of the American people. Are there enough people who value freedom, who are willing to put up their money, their time, and the effort to try to preserve this country? Or will America and its promise be simply a remembrance of things past? So I commend you for even giving a consideration. It would be a thankless effort on the other part, but we have to try, because I believe America is worth saving. So, Dr. Corsi, certainly we commend you and wish you well in your endeavor. And I think this next 6 months or so is going to be one of the most exciting times of our lives, if I'm correct, that they do intend, they've already made the commitment to expand the war in the Middle East. We go to war with the Muslim world. We develop those crises here in America, real or feigned, because believe me, they can feign an emergency just like the KGB blew up the apartment houses in Moscow so they could go to war with Chechnya. that's covering the new book called Blowing Up Russia by with two Russians. One of them, of course, was recently poisoned by the KGB for daring to tell the truth about how they blew up the apartment houses and killed 300 residents of Moscow just so they could have a little war with Chechnya and kill hundreds of thousands of people. Would they do possibly the same thing here? Would there be another Gulf of Tonkin incident that really didn't exist to plunge us into a war in Vietnam? Well, I think people have to be wary because freedom is not free, and there really are people there who have a different agenda. Do you have a parting thought for us, Dr. Corsi?
Well, like I said, I think you're exactly right. It's why I've been writing so hard, as much as I can. I think in these last months of George W. Bush's reign, you're going to see an increasingly open effort to create a regional government, a North American Union. The Mexican truck experiment, these 100 Mexican trucking companies will be allowed to roll into the United States starting on July 15th, unless the Senate can be mobilized to pass similar legislation to the legislation that went through the House. You know, the Safe Trucking Act of 2007, which passed in the House by an overwhelming majority, I think something like 411 votes for it. But yet the Department of Transportation is not going to wait. They're going to go ahead with the trucking, opening up the border to the Mexican trucks because they want to beat the Senate. And the Senate has been thrown into this immigration debate, which is another ruse. I don't think this bill has a chance of getting through Congress. I think it'll be resisted in the House. And, you know, it throws everybody off track because while this immigration debate is going on, the Mexican trucks will start rolling unless the people wake up the Senate and get it blocked.
God bless you for everything you do. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thanks. Great honor to be with you.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Freedom Network, and we're in real trouble as a nation. You can do a great deal. You've got to be out there on the front line. You've got to be talking to other people, writing to other people, calling radio stations, writing letters to the editor, standing on the street corner, passing out pamphlets. And you can, one of the best things you could do would be to copy my March newsletter, which goes into the background of how we've been financing communism since its inception. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and we're also financing the Islamic terrorist movement. We financed it since its inception. You can go back and, of course, get the book we carry entitled The Devil's Game, or get my pamphlets of $4, 911, there are three of them, very inexpensive for all three. You're welcome to copy them and get the information out. Understand, we've created the best enemy money could buy. What's the plan? Read my February newsletter. It's to get America and the Muslim world and the Jews just to destroy one another. That's the plan, the master plan. It was described over 50 years ago in a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy, and it was channeled to a woman named Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joao Cool. Read my February newsletter. It's up on the Internet, or if you don't have access to it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, but prefer you get it off the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please, you know, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch our latest DVD, Forbidden Secret, available DVD or video. Cindy, get our tape set entitled The Secret Behind the Secret, which explains this phenomenon that's sweeping America. Put out by Rhonda Burns. Cindy, encouraged by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jim Carrey and by Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, a technique by which you can manipulate the whole universe with your mind. And as Rhonda Byrne says in a little book, The Secret, from now on, when I refer to you, I will make it a capital Y. Why? Because now that deifies the word, and you have become God. What does that suggest? Well, it comes right out of the book of Genesis. The serpent promised Eve, and ye can become as gods. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women, and most people don't even understand it. Help us get the word out. This is a political battle, but it's really a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And the demonic forces that were here when this country was founded, when this world was founded 6,000 years ago, are still here. And of course, they are occupying positions of tremendous power today and forcing America into an expanded war in the Middle East. And so we ask you, of course, to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, to contact our ministry at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my latest DVD, The Forbidden Secret, a DVD or a VHS, and, of course, our latest four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, an expose of Rhonda Byrne. You need to get this information. America is under attack today, but not from our enemies overseas, but from people right here in this country who have a different vision of America. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights,
governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Dollars over 5 years on prevention, treatment, and care.
An F-15 fighter jet has crashed in southwestern Indiana. With more, here's correspondent Ryan Lenz.
Gray smoke continues to billow from the site of an F-15 crash this morning in